Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me? Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you for that blessing. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my. It brought tears out my eyes. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Ah, mama. Hallelujah. 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 The kingdom and the glory. Like the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. 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 Hallelujah. 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 We're going to give an honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I am Evangelist Ernestine Jackson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The preacher of the hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Giving honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that is fresh in my life. Hallelujah. Giving honor to Apostle. Okay. Giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Giving honor to Dr. Frieda Bradford. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To all the Life Work Kingdom Ministry. Hallelujah to all those around the world that has time. And hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We just thank God. We give him glory. We give him praise. All in all, just waking up, breakfast for champion to the Life Work Kingdom Ministry. Hallelujah. And we giving God glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. So let's get right to the point. Amen. I was called to do an assignment, and I'm here to do it in Jesus' name. My topic today will be, hallelujah, we are still here. It's by the grace of God. We are still here. It's by the grace of God. Amen. We are still here. It's by the grace of God. Our text this morning will be 1 Corinthians 10 chapter, and we started from the 50th verse to the 58th verse. I'll be reading our 1 Corinthians, hallelujah, 50 chapter, 1 Corinthians 15 chapter, 50 through the 58th verse. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to start reading. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my mouth be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Endow us with the spirit of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, endow us that people will be healed, delivered, and set free. Endow us in the name of Jesus, because he said we are still here. It's by the grace of God. Hallelujah. So, and we're going to start reading 1 Corinthians 15 chapter to the 58th verse. Now this I say, brethren, that the flesh and the blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does it corruptible and inherit incorruptible. 51. But I shew you mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of the eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For the incorruptible put in incorruptible, and this mortal must put on immortal. So when the corruptible shall have put on corruptible, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. 55. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, is where the victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which given us the victory through our Lord and Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brother, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give you a little bit of history. This was given to, hallelujah, hallelujah, Apostle Paul. And Apostle Paul, hallelujah, he was preaching and he was telling the church, hallelujah, letting them know that, hallelujah, he was letting them know that moral and worldliness of Christ, Lord, heaven reign. But he let you know the divine image, the images of Christ, hallelujah, Christ-like, the mind of Christ, the walk in Christ is a lifestyle. Hallelujah. Our spiritual body, the mortal body. Hallelujah. We can do things that are good or things that are corruptible. Hallelujah. That means corruptible are things that's in sin, wrong standards, wrong doing. Hallelujah. But you see that the flesh and blood cannot inherit. It got to be flesh or in the blood. You cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does the corruptible inherit the corruptible. The flesh, it must die daily. Spiritual kingdom. We are kingdom builders. I like the Life Word Kingdom Ministry. The Life Word Kingdom Ministry. That means that it means it's building up leaders to be kingdom workers, kingdom builders. Hallelujah. To go and serve, to go and compel, to go and heal, to go and deliver. Hallelujah. To be an example of Christ. Hallelujah. When they look in the mirror, what do they see? Oh, my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But to let you know in 51, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. It got to be a great transformation. It ain't over. And they say, we are still here. It's by the grace of God. That grace is a merit of favor when he was willing to die so we can live. Hallelujah. 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 The resurrection, we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of your eyes. We never know when Jesus coming back. It's in a moment and the quickening of his eyes. Mama. And at the last trumpet, the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised and incorruptible, and we shall be changed. They're going to be a transformation. Hallelujah. When we see Jesus, amen. And Revelation is saying there will be no more death, no more, hallelujah, no more crying, hallelujah, a new body, hallelujah, hallelujah. Symptom of arthritis, a symptom of stress throat, a symptom of what's going on, but we'll be new, hallelujah. We're going to be worshiping, praising the name in heaven, hallelujah. And we will see all the ones that went on, the clouds of witness are on earth and as it is in heaven, going to be praising the name of the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, daily, my. But it's saying for the corruptible, 43, 1 Corinthians 15 and 52, for the corruptible must put on incorruptible, and this mortal must be on immortal. Hallelujah. To be over death. But it's like 54. So when the corruptible shall have put on corruptible, and the mortal shall have put on immortal, then shall be brought to pass the saying, it is written. Death is swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. It's transformation. Hallelujah. Why the Lord had gave me, we are still here by the grace of God. Because as we're looking back over what we've been through this year, and we say we're in a new season, we've been through COVID, we've been through drugs, we've been through death, we've been with so many situations. But it's letting you know, we are still here. It's by the grace of God. That emergence of favor. When I looked it up and talking about 100, hallelujah, 24 times, hallelujah. And the Old Testament was 114, and then it say 10 in the New Testament. But 124 times brought God's grace, his merit of favor, hallelujah, that we don't even deserve it, but he was willing to die so we can live. He's been resurrected, he's been redeemed, but we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. For that we give him glory, hallelujah. For that we willing to serve him. We die. Sometimes we do get a situation, hallelujah, because I think it gets to a point we try to prove to people what we know, but God already knows what you know. God already knows that you lived a life, hallelujah, holiness. We got to go back into holiness and dial us with the spirit of the Holy Ghost that it'll dial you, hallelujah, it'll dial you, it'll pour on you the spirit of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is the victory? The victory shouted, the grave. But then it say the sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. See, you know, let you know that Jesus came to fulfill the law, and now we're in a new testament, and Apostle Paul telling them that, you know, you got to die. You got to die to this mortal body, and you got to put on the law because Jesus came to fulfill the law. Now we are under grace. Hallelujah. When he was willing to die, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He sent his only begotten son. He was willing to sacrifice so we could live. His grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His grace woke us up this morning. His grace, hallelujah, started us on his way. Hallelujah. 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 As we learning how to do this thing right. Hallelujah. Because a lot of times we can't do it the same old way. We can't preach it the same old way. We can't minister the same old way. We can't worship the same old way. The Lord talking about doing a new thing. And Isaiah 43:19, behold, I do a new thing, a new way of bringing it out, a new way of deliverance, a new day. Hallelujah, that you're over to your audience. Hallelujah. Get to the point. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not so much information. Hallelujah. Because you want them to get it and live it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But 57, 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. But I thank be to God, which given us the victory. We got the victory when you're a believer. You got the victory. Victory. You know, we use a victory in Jesus. Victory. We got the victory. Hallelujah. The victory. Hallelujah. 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 Spiritual victory. Spirit. My spirit is in victory. Hallelujah. Nothing shall be denied, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing shall be denied, says the Lord. Because we are still here. It's by the grace of God. Hallelujah. You might want to death. You might want to COVID. You might want to your throat. You might want to this. You might want to the finances. You're still waiting for things to come through. You wait to this and wait to do. But God's grace, we are still here. By God's grace, I want you to be encouraged today. It's by God's grace, we are still here. Hallelujah. He redeemed us. He saved us. Hallelujah. He restored us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't go in the town now. Hallelujah. Well, 57, 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. But I thank be to God which given us the victory through our Lord and Jesus Christ. It's victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's power in Jesus' name. It's hope in Jesus' name. It's salvation in Jesus' name. Just call on the name of Jesus. You need peace this morning. It's peace in Jesus' name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And therefore, my beloved brother, be steadfast. Hallelujah. A familiar scripture. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor are not in vain in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To serve God. The reward is sure. A reward is sure. Reward is sure. It's a sure thing. The promise to the workers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. Promise to the worker. Hallelujah. 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 So it is saying that we are still here. It by the marvelous favor of God. Hallelujah. And it was saying 112 times in the Old Testament, and then it was 10 more times in the New Testament. But that let you know how important for grace. Grace will abound. Hallelujah. Victory in Christ Jesus. and continue in Galatians 2 and 20, hallelujah, to crucify the flesh, continue to put on his spirit, which is the fruit of the spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, goodness, and meekness, and faith, hallelujah, his grace. Because the blood still works when you work it. He was willing to die, hallelujah, so we can live, hallelujah, hallelujah. They say his blood, hallelujah, he shed, hallelujah, without the remission of sin, hallelujah. They say his bread, hallelujah, that was broken for you and me, hallelujah, the bread of life, hallelujah, that even all our sin are forgiven when we repent and ask the Lord to forgive us, hallelujah, ask the Lord to change us, ask the Lord to restore us, ask the Lord to revive us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Because it's saying in 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. Don't move. And Galatians 5 and 1 and say, take a position, steadfast of the liberty Christ has made us free. We are under grace. We ain't under the old law where they had to, you know, giving up lambs and doves and all these different things. Hallelujah. We don't have to give a sin debt. Hallelujah. We only have to do is now is confess in the Romans 10 and 9. If you confess with your mouth and believe Jesus raised you from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Hallelujah. And live a godly, dedicated life to the Lord, God-fearing life, man or woman on the line in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That is your success. That is your strength. His word. Hallelujah. That thy word that I hid in my heart. This, hallelujah. Thy word that I hid in my heart. That you know, my thy word that I hid in my heart. Thy word that I hid in my heart. When you read his word, you think about how many times have he forgave you. Hallelujah, 70 times 7, 144 times a day. But his grace is sufficient. We think about Apostle Paul, his grace is sufficient. We think about it was a thorn. It wasn't no thorn in the flesh. It was the people. In the name of Jesus, every day we got to be delivered from yourself, from the people. Hallelujah, for things. But the fact of the matter, I want to let you know, we are still here. Hallelujah. As you celebrate Thanksgiving, you are still here. It's by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Don't look down on yourself. Just repent, surrender. Hallelujah. And let you know you can start all over. And those who live, you can just keep on going forward. In Jesus' name, I hope I encourage you with this word in the name of Jesus that you go forward in the name of Jesus because God was willing to sacrifice his life. Hallelujah. So since he was willing to sacrifice his life, we was willing to sacrifice our life. Oh, how he loved you and me. Oh, how he loved you and me. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loved you and me. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless your name and I thank you, Lord. I bless your name for that word. Right now, word. Hallelujah. A short little sermon. Hallelujah, right to the point. His grace is sufficient. His grace, his grace, his grace. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. His grace, his grace, his grace is a merit of favor. Hallelujah, my loved one, you must have COVID. You might have a throat situation, knee situation. Still going through. Might not even have nothing to eat, but it's the grace. We still are here. We can give God thanksgiving. We can give God praise and gratitude. Hallelujah, of just being alive. We are still here. It's by the grace of God. I bless your name and I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. There were 39 stripes on his back. Hallelujah. Blood in the water came streaming down. They pierced him in his side, had thorns on his head. Hallelujah. For you and me. We are still here. It's by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Some things that we did, we didn't even tell nobody we did. But God forgave us. He loved us. He cleans us. He washes white as snow. And I thank God, and I give him glory, and I give him praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We are still here. It's by the grace of God. Amen and amen. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Just remember the encouraging words to take you to the rest of this year. Hallelujah. 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 We are still here. It's by the grace of God. Amen. Thank you. God bless you all. Amen. Hallelujah.
And you are worth.